Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the final episode of the podcast, One a Day, in which we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture. This is September 19th, Revelation chapter 22. Let's get to it. And so here we are, the end of the end of the book. Congratulations on making this journey through the New Testament. I've enjoyed doing this journey with you, and I look forward to whatever the next chapter in our lives will bring us. But today, let's talk about this last chapter of Revelation, the end of the end of the book. John writes, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations." So we open with one of the powerful fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy, Ezekiel's river that comes from the temple. In this case, it flows from the throne down the middle of a street that is one of the streets that is of gold. And if that imagery isn't strange enough, there's a tree, yes, a tree, single tree, growing on each side of the river. And then to top it off, the tree yields 12 crops of fruit, one each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Every detail is meant to bring comfort and hope and encouragement to the reader. Let that future promise soak in as you consider what each of those details means for you. Has it brought you a vision for the healing of the nations yet? A few verses later, John writes, "There will be no more night. There will be no need of light of a lamp or light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever." No more night? I thought he said the angels worship day and night. They never. Anyway, again, consistency of the image is not the point. The point is there is no more sin, no more distance between God and his people. We walk in the light as he is in the light, always. Amen. Then the angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place." Well, if the words are trustworthy and true, that the things must soon take place, then something about those prophecies must be true. Perhaps not literal, but true. These are going to soon take place. And to underline it, then Jesus repeats it. "Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in the scroll." All right, so how do we keep the words of the prophecy? I suppose we do so by making ourselves ready, by repenting, by boldly declaring the truth, by being faithful unto death, because, you know, he is coming soon. He is. Life is uncertain. Things can change without warning. For that matter, history can turn in a moment. So be ready. John writes, "Then he told me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near." I suppose this is one way to keep the words of the prophecy then. Do not seal up the words. As John had said at the opening, blessed are those who read it, blessed are those who hear, so don't seal them up. Don't ignore Revelation just because it's hard to interpret. Don't keep silent when you're being persecuted. Keep sharing, because the time is near. Then Jesus says, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done." So another way to prepare for the soon coming of Jesus is to do the right things, you see, to continue believing even when persecution arises, even when it's difficult. This is how we keep the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. Jesus goes on, "Blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city." Following some of the themes throughout the book, then, Jesus declares, we are blessed if we've washed our robes, which are the righteous acts of the saints, as we found earlier. Then we can eat of the tree of life and use its leaves for the healing of the nations, and we can be among those kings and nations who come into the gates of the city to do business there. But then he says, outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. So if we get the privilege of entering the gates of the city, which is to say that we are the bride of the Lamb, not everyone gets to enter, whatever realm this city is in. Those who are outside are the sinful unbelievers. Again, let's not get distracted by the, oh, I thought this was a new earth. Where did the sinners come from? Well, just go with the metaphor that only the redeemed saints are allowed to enter. A few verses earlier, he had said, let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. So what do we do while we await the coming of the Lord? Well, we let the sinner continue to sin. We mind our own business and continue to be holy and call everyone to repent. Then he says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. The Holy Spirit is calling for the soon coming of Jesus. The saints on earth, who are the future bride of Christ, are calling for the soon coming of Jesus. For those who can hear the conviction, let us join in and long for the coming of Christ. For those of us who feel our spiritual need, let us respond by readying ourselves for that coming. Then he says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. If anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. This is another sobering call for us all. What this book says, we must not ignore any of it, and we must not invent our own additions that go beyond what is written. The principle can be easily applied to the rest of Scripture, of course, as well. Be careful in handling the Word of God, whether you are a teacher or a learner. And once more, Jesus says, He is coming soon. And John replies, Even so, or Amen, come, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we long for your appearing. We seek to hasten your return. We pledge to be faithful unto death and to hold on to Jesus in spite of everything. And then I'll let John close his own book with the final word. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.